Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the...
Hi, everybody.
Happy
Welcome.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's Friday. Friday. Friday.
Yeah. Lots to talk about today.
A lot. Or nothing. That's the fun thing about Friday. You don't know?
Yes. Yeah. We just fly by the seat of our pants.
We do. People right. seem to like that, though.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But before we start.
Go-go squeeze.
Let's talk go-go squeeze.
Squeeze that go-go squeeze.
Squeeze that go-go. So you know when your kids are like hungry and you have nothing to give them, like we were talking about on the last show?
Constantly.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, go-go squeeze is a nice nutritional snack that you can give them and they will love because kids love. They have 14 great tasting varieties. They have like apple, apple banana, apple raspberry lemon twist. Applesauce. No, I'm just kidding.
Mighty mango.
They have a lot of different flavors. And you can know, trust that it's 100% fruit with no artificial anything. Just orchid fresh apples with wholesome fruit.
Yeah, and it comes in a squeezable pouch.
Right.
So you can enjoy it.
Yeah. And they can have it before school, after school, running errands, whatever, before they go to their basketball.
Throw it in their lunchbox.
Right. So check out Go-Go Squeeze. Just go and check it out. You've seen them places. So when you see it, just grab it. Just
yeah.
squeeze it.
No, you heard it here.
Yes.
Go-go squeeze. Also, there's a place where imagination takes flight.
What?
Light bulbs switch on and new ideas are launched. A place where character stands tall and compassion is born. It's that amazing that's in all of us, and it's right here at Kitty Academy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It starts with our proprietary Life Essentials curriculum, which helps each child make the most of every curious moment, where caring teachers nurture children every step of the way, where every day is not just another day. Mm-mm. It's an opportunity to be amazing. Kitty Academy, educational childcare. Find out how Kitty Academy can provide an amazing experience for your child that will last a lifetime. Kitty Academy is enrolling children from 6 weeks to 12 years old in full-time and before and after care. So let Kitty Academy arrange a personal tour for you today at kittyacademy.com. Amazing starts here at kittyacademy.com. That's kitty, K-I-D-D-I-E, academy.com.
That's been our show, everybody.
Thanks
for listening.
Just kidding. There's so much more. You can't stop us.
One time I went to a movie with my friends. I think it was even like Pulp Fiction to see like a second time. And my friend Franny, he was like, let's get stoned. Let's get high before we go. And I was like, yeah, all right. Okay. So got stoned. Was so high that went to the movies. They did all the like pre-movies, all the, you know, trailers and everything. And then the curtain starts to shut. Right? And then my friend Amy thinks that the thing, she's so stoned, she forgot, she got up, she started to leave because she thought the movie was over. She's like, where is she going? Oh! And then she starts laughing. She was the one that made me, like when we were in Laughlin and we lost our keys.
Oh.
She's that giggly,
yeah.
Like everything's cool,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ditched. She was a friend that, she was just too giggly and too like, no responsibility. I just didn't like that. I wasn't attracted to people like that.
Yeah, no.
At that age. Still not. But she just was just so little. Anyway.
I've always been over-responsible. I think and I bet you have this too, Lynette. It comes from having parents. It comes from not feeling that safe.
Yes.
As a kid.
Yeah.
And having to be responsible for yourself and not always feeling like there's just going to be a parent to pick you up or take care of it for you.
Right.
I think you grow up with that sense of like
– that's exactly right.
I can't rely too much on other people.
You're
so
right.
I got to be in control.
You're right. You know why? Because she had parents that babied her.
Mm-hmm.
She had a dad that was a lawyer. She married a lawyer. She never had to work. So she was just always like, you know, like her nails were always done and her hair was always – and when I was that age, I was driving around with a window missing because it broke in the back of my Mercury Capri. And because I had to save my money to get it fixed.
Right.
So I had to wait 2 months to get the thing fixed. You know, not her. She was driving whatever, a Ford. You know, what was those? Fieros. Remember those Fieros?
Yes.
Like she had a hot Fiero. Like she took me for a ride in. I don't know. It's just.
What must that be like?
I know. We were 19, 20, I think. Maybe even, yeah, 19 or 20. She's just, it's like one of those friends that, I don't know. She was a girlfriend of one of my guy friends that just stuck around. And they never, she never left. Like everybody like fell in love with her because she's just this cute, like giggling and having fun and always had whatever. I always had weed or blow, whatever you needed. Like she was just knew where the parties were. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So, and I just wasn't. I don't know. I was not ever attracted to that. Why do I hear static?
I hear it too. Do you hear it?
Nope. It's coming out good over here.
Hi, Kaylin.
Cool.
Hello.
Cool, man. Yeah, I was like that too. Early on at like 19, mm-hmm. I remember thinking like, oh my God, like I'm responsible for being an adult. Like
right.
I have to go to the store and buy toilet paper and make sure there's soap in the house.
Right.
And nothing is done for me. And also I remember getting a car, like not a parking ticket, but mm-hmm. like an actual ticket
mm-hmm.
and not being able to pay it because it was like $230 or
me
something.
Too.
I was like, who has $230? I'm working at the Egyptian movie theater for minimum wage, barely keeping that job.
I know.
And I'm supposed to come up with $230?
Right.
That's like a
– Right. I don't even get
– I only moved to
paycheck.
LA with $900.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So, of course, I didn't pay it.
Right.
And then I would – and then they give you a warrant.
Yes.
So I remember driving around with a warrant out,
mm-hmm.
like knowing that if I got pulled over
mm-hmm. –
I'd go to jail, like
right.
I'd
yeah.
get or lose my license, like mm-hmm. always having that fear
yes.
of
right.
just living on the edge of because you're just, you know, trying to be responsible, mm-hmm. but.
Still, but like having a good time.
Well,
still
yeah.
Still partying.
Drinking a lot.
I had a fake ID that I think I told this, but I had this ID because back then there was no 9/11, so you could like, you know. You could fuck with the DMV a little bit. So
right.
I found at a rat concert a driver's license of a girl that was the same. She didn't look like me, but she had brown hair, brown eyes, same height, same weight, and lived in like Encino, and I lived in Chatsworth or whatever. And so I found out what you can do is you can go to the DMV, say you're her, say you lost your driver's license. Her name was Tara, I think. Say you lost your driver's license, memorize everything. And say, now, but I have a new address. Can you send it? Got my picture taken as her.
Right.
And they sent my fake ID to my house to the new her new address, her new shipping address or whatever. And now I have a fake ID with my picture.
Right.
It says I'm somebody else.
Right.
And on New Year's Eve, I remember it was New Year's Eve day, and I was driving to Mike Gerstein's house, and I was driving, just feeling good on the freeway. I'm thinking I'm bad. We're going out tonight. I got my mm-hmm. fake ID in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had that fake ID in my wallet, like more so than my real ID because I never used my real ID.
Right.
That one got a lot of the fake ID got a lot of traction.
Right.
It got
right.
Had a lot of action.
Right. You needed that one front and center to pull
right.
out at any given moment.
Exactly. Front and center. So, got. Pulled over on the 101, I don't know, speeding, and the police officer says, driver's license and registration. I'm shaking like a leaf because I think it was the first time I've ever gotten pulled over. And he's like, he looks at my, I'm looking for everything. He goes, that's your license right there. And I said, oh, no. And he's like, well, what's that? And I don't know how I got it out or I maybe accidentally gave him. I don't think I gave it to him. I think he saw it and he wanted to see it. So I showed it to him and he said, who's this? And I wanted to say my twin sister, but that's so stupid. I didn't want to lie. I was like, what is that? That's a good question. What is it? What is that? All right. Well, it's a fake ID. I'm sorry. And he was
you
like,
you told him?
Yeah. I was like, it's a fake ID. I didn't tell him how I got it.
Right.
And he said, okay, where's your real ID? And I handed it to him. And then he said, oh, I think my tags were expired. He said, your tags are expired. He's like, let me see your do you have insurance?
Tags expired is like my biography.
Yeah, I know.
From my 20s.
Really?
Expired tags. The Stephanie Wilder Taylor story.
Yes. That should be your next book.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember the list that our husbands keep of things, priorities? Yeah, tags was very low on my list of things that I could spend money on.
Right. I know. Yeah.
Did you ever steal anybody's
I tried.
The sticker. So that you could buy a year?
Yeah, it didn't work. No. I know. My tags were expired often. So he said, so this is a fake ID. And he goes, he was a dick. He was like, sit here. And then he went back to his car. Then he came back. And then he was like, I'm keeping this, obviously. And he says, do you know that I could tow your car and I could take you to jail right now and you'd spend New Year's Eve in jail? And I was like, sorry. Are you going to do that, though? He's like, I could, but I'm not going to do it. He says, fix your tags, pay your whatever. I don't know. Maybe I had a speeding too. Go to driver school. Do something with your life. And he's like, and I'm keeping this fake ID. He's like, have a nice night and whatever. And then I was like shaking and crying. And I got to Mike's house. And the first thing I was like, I can't go out tonight. I don't have a fake ID anymore.
That was the saddest story.
I know.
Then you were probably super scared to try to go get a new one.
Oh, hell yeah. I wasn't going to do that again. And then I went and took Wendy's ID because she was like, use my ID. You look like me. No, not really. She's fair skin with bright green eyes and black hair. And she's like, here, use my ID. Okay. I tried it. Worked once at the Red Onion. And that was about it. Yeah.
And then did you get turned down with it?
I think somebody took it. Yeah, they did that whole thing where they go, "What's your sign?" You know, and they did
that. Oh, ouch!
And I was like, "Oh, oh, why is she?"
Like, I'm not that into astrology.
Yeah, that's not my thing. That's so lame.
Yeah, you're like, listen, I have
a
boyfriend.
Not a hippie, okay?
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't even know. The other day, I was trying to figure out my kids' signs.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is – okay, so two of them are November 26th, which I don't know what they're – I already forgot. I think LB is a Scorpio maybe. She's November 12th.
Uh-huh.
But somebody was asking us in the car what their sign was, and I have no idea. Isn't that terrible?
Not really. I like that. Good for you. Good for you. Because – Somebody
might be a Capricorn. I don't know.
Yeah.
So one of them might be – somebody might be a Scorpio and somebody might be a Capricorn. I don't know which is which.
One of them.
Or
– yeah. Well, I know that they're Geminis because Adam's a Gemini.
Mm.
So the all three are Geminis in my house.
Okay.
That's all I know. So I don't know their blood type. Do you know their blood type?
No, I don't.
They keep asking me, too. I mean, I think it's because I went and gave blood or whatever.
Right.
And they're like, we're positive A, right? I'm like, why? I don't know. And she's like, well, why don't you know? How come, you know, can't you find out? How do you find out? Do they have to take our blood to find out? And I was like, yeah, stop asking me. Or otherwise, I'm going to make them take your blood.
I feel like, is it on their birth certificate?
Yeah, it is. What do they need to know? So anyway.
I'm going to check, Yeah, I'm going to check that. But I'm starting the process of changing Xander's info.
Mm-hmm.
So going to a legal clinic.
Is that what you have to do? What's a legal clinic?
It's like a clinic that this company is doing to help, like that they help you do the paperwork. So you can file court papers.
That's nice. Oh.
For a legal name change.
What about LegalZoom? No?
I don't know. I think this is different. It might be a little bit more complicated. I have to get like a doctor's letter.
Yeah. How long does it take?
I don't know. Not that long. My friend already did it for her kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was pretty smooth. You have to show up at court and then the judge signs it.
Oh, okay. Take Mark Garagos with you.
God, I love Mark Garagos.
He'll skip all the lines.
Love him.
He'll take you right through.
Like he probably does not deal with anything remotely like that.
No.
He'd be like, I'll get you off a murder charge.
Yeah.
Why don't you kill someone? Tell Z-Man to kill someone and I'll represent him.
Z-Man. Ah, Lamarck Garagos.
He's so smart.
I know.
I mean, he defended Scott Peterson, which is pretty hard to forgive him for. I mean, but somebody had to.
Somebody had to. Who? Yeah.
He does. Like, he swears Scott Peterson is innocent, which mm-hmm. is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But do you think he really does?
No.
I don't think so. He's too smart.
He is. He's really smart. He can't have fallen for Scott Peterson's innocent act.
No. You know what would have been fun to do is do a lie detector on Mark. We could get a lie detector in here.
Oh, my God. That's a good idea.
So we have Facebook questions, and I also have my story, my irritation story of Adam.
Oh, yeah.
So on
– Why don't you tell that first?
So, okay. So on – we do this Facebook live show.
Mm-hmm.
Kalen's just, like, on fire on that show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a lot of fun over there.
What's your little segment called?
Kalen's Corner.
Kalen's Corner. Yeah. He's so it's all it's me and the lackeys and having a good time. And there's one thing, one bit that we do, which they put all the, they put all our names into a cup, and then Jay and I pull two names, and they have an endless rant off. So they have 30 seconds right then and there, each lackey to come up with 30 seconds of complaining. And they got to, you know, go at it.
Okay.
And then we decide, and people online, the fans decide who wins. So Jay, I feel like Jay rigged last week. I don't know why, but Jay was like, he kept saying, it'd be funny if me and you got, if we got each other to rant against. And I was like, no, wouldn't. I don't, why is my name in the cup? I'm not a lackey. I don't want to do it, you know, because it's like the pressure's on.
Right, right.
And then I'm like, what am I going to rant about? I couldn't even, I wasn't thinking about it. I didn't think I was going to get picked.
Right.
Jay and I got picked. I picked me and Jay. Well, how did he know? I don't know. But he had his rant ready to go.
Oh, no.
So
what
then,
was it about?
His rant was about how curiously strong Altoids are. And how he doesn't like the word that they use, curie. And he also doesn't like the fact that it's in a tin, right? Wasn't that his thing?
Yeah, it was something about Altoids. I don't really remember.
That doesn't seem rant-worthy.
Yeah, he made it into a rant. So I had to go first. So I went first, and I was like, what? Why? And it's Facebook Live. So I'm like, all right, it's got to be about Adam. Oh, and Olga was on and was our guest, and she was a judge. So Olga had to judge. So then I go, okay, Olga, you're going to – I forgot she was the judge. I go, you're going to back me up on this. And they're like, oh, no, no. You can't – like, that. She's a judge. You can't be –
can't try to influence
right.
the judge.
And I go, okay, fine, whatever. Olga, don't back me up. But she is going to back – so I talked about how Adam, my rant was – and this is what I'm going to complain about because he did this last night. My rant was how when Adam wants to talk to you – okay, so when he wants to talk to you, he'll go – he wants your full – he'll tell you to put it on pause.
Right, right, right.
Or he'll – if you're texting or you're looking at your phone, he'll go, I'll wait till you're done. Just – it's okay. I'll wait till you're done.
Yeah.
Like not like he's like standing around, but he'll just say just – yeah, when you're done. I'm like, all right, go ahead. So then he goes on and on and on about what he wants to talk about GoPros in his car getting loose while he's in a race or what, and they're bouncing around, whatever. I don't know what his rant, whatever it is, his rant du jour. And so then, but when you want to talk to him or you're into something and you're talking to him, he will walk out of the room. He'll go, go on, I'm listening. And he'll leave the room
right.
and go into the bedroom to go get like dental floss or something.
Right.
I can hear you. I'm listening. I can hear you. Keep going. I'm like, but you don't understand. So the teacher said to me, they should be on an IPA program. Like I'm trying to talk to him about something or whatever.
Right.
And he'll come back and he'll
then
go.
I'll be Adam. Hey, Mama, is there more floss?
Why
no, go
about?
On.
Right.
But isn't it usually in the medicine cabinet?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it.
Right.
Then you're like it's on the counter.
But I'm
trying to tell you about
this. Can you just wait to floss your teeth? Do you have to do it right now when I'm trying to like figure
right.
out what camp to send the kids? Some whatever it is. Like can you just come sit and I'll wait until you're done flossing your teeth. How about that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's so annoying. And so so Olga was like, okay. So.
Also, can I interject too?
Yes.
That why, like when they go, I'll wait, but they're annoyed if you're doing something that they don't deem as that important. Like,
right.
if you're watching Real Housewives, you know
yeah.
they're going to have a look like, it's just Real Housewives. You can pause that.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you something that's really important about the GoPros. My
right.
thing in my car came
right.
loose. I can't now. I uh-huh. have to hold the phone. Do you see how this is more important than what Ramona's doing?
Yes. Or
like, please pause.
Yes.
It's Real Housewives. Come
like,
on. And you're like – no, you don't understand. I'm three episodes behind.
Right.
I got to catch up because
yes.
there's a new one on tonight that people are saying was really
right.
crazy.
Right.
But how am I going to watch the new one unless I at least get yeah. through the first ones? And now I can't get through it because
right.
you're talking to me about GoPros.
Exactly. When you can tell me about this tomorrow. Why does it have to be now in my prime time of watching television?
Right.
And also, he's always so judgy, too, because I'm watching, like, The Real Housewives. He likes the New York ones. But when I'm watching the Orange County ones,
yeah.
Adam walks.
He's like, that's
and he
stupid.
Had to of all scenes, he has to walk into the one where she's getting her vagina tightened.
Right,
and
right.
he's like, what are you watching? You're scrambling your brain with that stuff. What are you watching? What are you – like, he couldn't have come in, like, during a commercial at least or something.
Right.
He had to come in when she's getting her vagina tightened.
Then you want to go, like, listen, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I've curated my taste in things for many years.
Right.
And this is what it's come down to. I want to watch this, okay? I think
yeah.
I know what I like at this point.
So
and
get
I don't
lost.
Need you to tell me.
Yeah. Go watch your GoPros.
Yeah.
Your ESPN. So –
think you're better than me.
I know.
You saying I'm not a good mom? Because I
– So yeah. he goes – he – last night, okay, I get home. Well, this is Friday. Sunday night I get home after being gone from Thursday and then with Melissa.
Hold on. Who won?
Who – so – okay, so I won because – so everybody – like who else had to pick? Somebody like Chris Maxipata or whoever else in the studio had to pick. They picked me. And then online, all the fans picked me. That's because it was about Adam.
Yeah.
And then Olga had to be diplomatic and go, I vote for Jay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go with Jay because that is my boss. I don't know what you're talking about, Lynette. He never does that to me. Shut up, Olga.
Could you imagine if Olga was watching The Real Housewives? Adam would be like, what, Olga, really? Like, hey, mama, why are we paying Olga like this money? Maybe we don't need Olga anymore. Do you think of that?
He likes like, when she listens. He likes when she's listening to him. Like, she'll start giggling in the kitchen. He'll go, what? What are you laughing at? What are you listening to? What do you think she's listening to? You know, Joe Rogan?
Right, right,
she's not,
right.
Of course she's listening to you.
Right.
So
this isn't – she's not a Budweiser girl drinking Coors.
Thank you. She's not going to fuck up. So
last night
– I come home on Sunday. I'm okay. exhausted.
Right.
Being gone from Thursday to Sunday with the
By
kids.
By the way, you had the kids with you.
With the kids. Right.
Right.
Exhausted. So I come home.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Have the house to yourself.
Exactly. Like how lucky you are that you had the whole house to yourself. Like – and Phil's gone too. Phil's a handful. He was gone having his sleepover with Rob. So you had your whole like by yourself. You might, and what I don't even know what he did. Well, he was working Saturday, did a podcast masterclass, whatever. But I don't know. But Saturday night and Sunday of most of Sunday, he was off. So anyway, so I come home and last night I'm making dinner and for him and the kids and they're eating leftovers and I'm not. There's nothing really for me to eat. So I'm like trying to like eat a bowl of cereal or something because I'm starving. But I'm not going to eat their leftovers, whatever. And I'm asking him, how was the masterclass? Good. You know, and that's the other thing that drives me nuts is that Adam doesn't – if he doesn't feel like talking and his mind is somewhere else, he just doesn't talk. He'll just be like, uh-huh. So I'll be like, last night, how was the masterclass? It was good. And he's eating. I know a lot of people show up. Yeah, it was a good turnout. You know, I didn't know what to expect, but it was a long day. Okay. What else did you do? You know, worked on the bedroom stuff, a little dialing it in, fixing the rest of the stuff in the bedroom. Okay. What'd you do yesterday? You know, just hung out. Okay. All right. That's the extent of it. Because now
right.
I'm in the kitchen pacing, doing the coffee for tomorrow, finishing cleaning up the dishes that were left for the week, getting the kids, feeding the kids. Throwing out empty boxes. Just, you know, now's your time. You want to talk? Talk now.
Right.
Okay. go into my room, unpack my suitcase. The kids are like exhausted. Now they're winding down. It's 8:30, 9. It's like 9:15. They're tired. They're in their room. I take a shower. She takes a shower. I take a shower. Everybody takes their showers. Everybody's relaxed. I'm like, oh. And then I hear, like, I saw on his TV, on he had HBO on or Showtime, and I'm like, oh, my God, Ray Donovan's back tonight. Like, new season. Oh, God, I can't wait to get in bed and watch Ray Donovan. So I make the mistake of leaving the bedroom going – because when I leave the bedroom, I have to go through his office where he watches.
No.
I know.
No.
I'm trapped. There's
way. It's like a minefield.
It is. So I'm listening.
Don't want the floor to creak.
I can hear he's in there.
Right.
Maybe he's in the bathroom. So I really want to go get something. I want my bubbly water. So I leave the bedroom. I open the door and he's sitting there.
Oh, no.
And don't make eye contact.
It's like a horror movie.
I know. I just keep
on
walking.
Friday the 13th.
I just keep walking.
He's going to pop out with like a hockey
mask. He's following
me.
I'm walking to the kitchen and he's following me from behind.
And
I can hear him. He takes a deep breath in. He goes, and he's got his robe on. He goes, you know.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do. Like, oh, my God. Oh, no. What? No. Oh, my God. Really? And he starts telling me, like, about the races coming up and how the guys left his decals back home. I don't
know.
Something like, what would you do? Lynette, let me ask you this. So I tell Rob, don't forget that given the whole speech, I make it because I'm smart. I make the little decals because I'm driving a car that I'm not used to with the stick shifts. I make the decal stickers of, you know, shift one is up here. Shift, you know, reverse is down here. So I'll do because I'm smart and I think that's a good idea because I'm not used to driving that car. It's a different car than what I'm used to. So I have to tell Rob painstakingly, Rob, don't forget the stickers. So then Rob doesn't forget the stickers. Leaves them on the top of his car as he drives away. Now they're on the ground. So then I have to tell Maxipata, go get the stickers. So now Maxipata gets the stickers. I'm sure everybody who listens to the Anna Carolla Show has probably heard this story, even though I'm probably butchering it. I don't know because I was blocking it out. So Maxipata gets it, puts it in his car. He drives to the airport. He leaves, and he leaves the stickers on the seat of his car. Now what am I supposed to do? Am I an asshole if I yell at everybody and blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, no, you're an asshole because earlier when I was up and at it and asked you a million questions about how your weekend was, you were zipped, you were clammed up, you had nothing to say. Now when I'm all like ready to go to bed and watch Ray Donovan, I'm done for it with wash
right.
my hands with everything that
right.
all responsibility, get into bed. Now I got to stand here in this kitchen, trapped, listening to him, and if I go, I'm so tired. Can you tell me about this tomorrow? All right. Jesus Christ. What got into you?
Right.
What do you got? You just came back from a vacation. Like, what do you care? You can't stand it.
Must be nice. You get to just go on vacation to San Francisco while I'm doing a master class and, you know.
Master everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Why don't they understand that we're like, we are interested in their lives, but like.
When I'm interested,
yeah,
not right now.
Write the story and put it on your website. And when I'm feeling like more relaxed.
Then I'll go read it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What would you, I mean like, seriously.
I cannot advise
and then
you
he
because
follows
I live
me.
It.
I know. He follows me. Like, so he's going on and on. So I try to do his thing where I go, I'm going to go say goodnight to Sonny. And I go, I'm listening. I go down the hall. And he goes, oh, is the kids going to bed? And say goodnight. He follows me in to say goodnight. He kisses them goodnight. And he follows me into Natalia's room. And then we leave. And then he's following me back into the kitchen because I got to go through the kitchen to get to my bedroom. And he just keeps on going. He sits down on the couch and goes on and on. Now he's talking about work and he's talking about other stuff. And I'm just like, wrap it up. Just wrap it up. I wish I had that, like, you know, on set where they go, like, or, like, at the Emmys where they play the music out. Like, I wish I could hit a button and the orchestra starts to play.
Right,
and that means
for
him to just wrap it up.
Right, right. You got a minute.
Right. That would be so awesome.
I know. But they would feel offended no matter what. They would feel like, oh, you just started. That was arbitrary. Like, you just didn't want to hear it anymore. That's why you started playing the music. And you'd be like, no. The time, it's a set time. Like,
right.
I don't have anything to do with it. You were just going on too long.
Right.
It went on. He'd be like, no, fine. You're not interested. Great.
Yeah. And then, like, but then when I have to talk to him, he'll say, like, can we talk about this tomorrow? Like, okay. Bye. It's insane. It drives me nuts.
I have the same thing. And I think that they don't, like, if I want to talk to John about something, it's the same thing. He'll be like, I can't, like, can we talk about this a little bit later because I'm on a deadline for blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, well, how come 15 minutes ago you wanted to talk to me about politics and it went on and on and on until I was like, I have to go take Xander somewhere.
Right. They don't get it.
Like, and he'll be like, oh, all right.
The same.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. It's like, well,
or sometimes I have to remind him. I'm like, well, remember 5 minutes ago when you didn't have time to talk to me? Like, aren't you on a deadline? I thought you were on a deadline.
Right.
But
right.
Suddenly you're never too busy to talk about what, you know.
Right.
He's like, but, well, I just read this thing. Or he'll be like, okay. Or John will do this. John will see something that he thinks is really important
we
for
should
me
marry
to see.
Each other.
And he'll send me the link. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Of a thing that he thought was really important in the
right.
moment. Then he'll go back to what he was doing. Then he'll be like, did you get that? Did you read that thing I sent you?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't read it. You just sent it to me 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Do you think everything shuts down?
Yeah.
Because hold on, everybody. John sent a link. John sent a link. Everybody, I got to pull off the freeway.
Right.
And if I go like, no, I haven't read it yet, he'll be like, oh, okay, well, read it when you get a chance because it's really
uh-huh.
good.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like, okay. And then 5 minutes later, did you read it? No, I didn't because I had to – do you not see like
right.
all the stuff that's happening
that's
in
the
this
other
house?
Thing.
It's not
yes.
like I'm just like sitting on the couch
right.
meditating because I'm avoiding reading your link.
Right.
Plus, you don't have time to discuss it right now anyway.
Right.
You're busy.
Kaylin, does Adam do that at work?
Yeah.
When you guys are trying to talk to him?
Yeah. It's it all shuts down mm-hmm. when Adam has something to say. It's all kind of a gather round.
Oh, really? Oh, so he makes you guys stop what you're doing?
No, he doesn't make us, but it, as long as there's at least one person standing there,
mm-hmm.
listen, then I can kind of someone else can kind of
right.
move around, but
you're lucky.
Yeah, you got to at least one person kind of needs
right.
to be there, and then everyone else can mm-hmm. come in and out of mm-hmm. the rant as he goes.
That's thank God sometimes when Olga's there. Because sometimes
right,
Olga
right.
will be there and I'll be like, he's going on and on. And I'll leave the room and go, Olga, listen. Listen to me. Like, he'll make her, like, listen.
Right.
Poor Olga. And she'll stand there. She's got all the time in the world. She'll just listen to him. But when you want to talk to him, he's walking away. As he says, it's like handball against the curtains. Like, there's no satisfaction. You're not getting – and he's like, but the whole thing, he's like, but if you complain about it, he'll go – I heard everything you said. I'm listening.
Right.
Oh, gee, thanks. Great. That's satisfying. When you're talking to somebody, you want to be able to see, you know. And then he does that other thing where he'll go, are you hungry? Or I'll say, do you want to go out Saturday night? No, I'm good staying home. So you don't want to go out Saturday night? No, I just said no. But – it's like I'm trying to start a conversation about
right.
Saturday. So, okay,
right.
so we're not going to go out Saturday night. So then what are we going to, you know, what do you want to do for dinner? Or what, like trying to start.
Right.
He'll say, like, I already answered you. And then now Natalia does that. I'll go, Natalia, you hungry? No. So you're not, you don't want anything to eat at all? When I say no, Mom, that means no.
Well, I mean. Sorry, Natalia, but it means no for this moment.
Right.
But you're trying to predict 10 minutes into the future where
right.
things change
right.
with Kit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, ugh.
Yeah, John will do this. John's is, are you hungry? If I say no, he'll be like, oh, well, what do you want to do what do you want to do about dinner then?
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's your problem.
Now
He's
it's
hungry.
My problem. Like, so you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know what's for
That's
dinner.
That's right.
You want to know
what really
I'm.
Needs.
Right. Procuring
That's right.
for your dinner.
Yeah.
Or this is another one. If I sometimes eat with the kids, which is doing him a big favor. Like let's just say I've got all the kids with me and I went to someone's house and they ordered a pizza and I had a piece
yeah.
of pizza.
Right.
So now I'm not starving. I had a piece of pizza.
Right.
And he'll be like, so did you eat? Did you eat dinner? And then I have to go like, oh, God. I had a piece of pizza, so I am not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now he's going to be mad that, like, basically
mm-hmm.
I had dinner without him.
Right.
So then I have
Adam
to be like,
that too.
Well, I had a piece of pizza, and he'll be like, oh, okay. So should I just figure something out then?
That's what Adam does. Same thing.
Then I have to go like, well, I mean, I might get hungry later. I mean, if you want to wait, I don't know. Otherwise, yeah. Or he'll do this. He'll just go, okay, so should we just fend for ourselves? Which really means, can you fend for me? Because you got to figure, because we've got to make sure there's food in the house. The funny thing is, it's like, this is just long-term marriage
I guess so. So this doesn't happen in the first year, because I can't remember.
I think that, you know, at a certain point, you just start knowing everybody's, like, okay. So John and I have been together. I mean, it's – wow, we've been together a long time. Since 1999, we met. So it's 2017. So we've been together 18 years.
Wow.
It's a long time. So there's certain things about John's personality, and I'm sure there's things about my personality. But since I have a podcast,
I'm talking about him. Yeah.
Yeah. He wants – get your own podcast, John. You want to talk about me and my quirks and character defects? Get a podcast.
Right.
No one's stopping you.
Right.
You got a microphone. You can borrow mine. So he is a procrastinator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
He procrastinates. And he's always late, which is a form of procrastination.
Yeah. Because
he's like, I know I have to be somewhere at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He's never, ever gotten anywhere on time, ever.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how important or not important it is. He's not going to get there exactly on time. If he is – it's by the skin of his teeth, and it's a miracle that he made it on time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say he has a job interview. Sometimes he'll be like, oh, my God, like, I left late, but and there was traffic. But it was a miracle. Like, Waze said I was going to be late, but I got there on time.
Right.
It's like, I get so frustrated with that because it's like, it shouldn't be a miracle that you made it to a job interview on time.
Yeah, right.
That shouldn't be a miracle.
Right.
You should get there early.
Right.
But it's not my business, right, because I'm not him. So I can't be like – well, you should have gotten there early.
Right.
Because then it's like I'm just a negative nag, right? But I do get frustrated like we were just the other day. Okay. Oh, my God. I know you're going to totally relate to this. But we were late picking LB up from camp. It didn't matter. We were supposed to pick her up at 11. We got there at 11:20. Now, it's a big camp. There's lots of kids. But a lot of the kids were already picked up.
Right.
The parents had been there and gone.
Right.
Right. And here's the problem. I would have been there on time because I'm an on-time person. John wanted to go. He wanted to be part of it. We were all going together. But at the time that we were supposed to be leaving, John's eating a bowl of cereal in his underwear. And it's like, okay, it's time. We got to go. And he's like, all right. Like, but
you don't got to tell me twice.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, but do you see how you being in your underwear eating cereal – is not like congruous to us leaving? Like those two things, like you need to not be in your underwear and this not be eating cereal.
Right.
For us to leave the house right now. So
we
can't leave.
Right.
All right. I'm just wanted to eat something before we go. Yes, I know, but you should have thought like he can't if I go, okay, we need to leave the house by this time. 10:20 is when I wanted to leave the house for an 11 o'clock pickup. And we would have still been on the verge of being late, right?
Right.
Okay. So at 10:20, he's not ready to go. And I'm like, but we need to go. Okay. Like, I'm the bad guy. I'm the heavy for always having to, like, pushing him out the door. And then I don't want to have that be a time where I'm starting a fight. Like, I don't want to be like, John, you're always late. Like, we can never get anywhere on time.
Right.
So I don't want to do that.
I know. Especially when you go on to pick up LB.
Yeah. So I don't want to have a fight about it. Plus the fact that, like, it's never going to change. Because we have had that fight many times. And I've tried it all different ways.
Right.
Where I've been like, honey, you know, the thing is, like, when we're late, it makes me stressed out. And then I feel anxious going somewhere. So could we just, like, try to be early? No, that doesn't work because he's, like, constitutionally unable to get places on time. It's just not ever since I've known him.
Right.
So at a certain point, like, we have to accept things about our spouse, right? Like, okay, John is never, ever going to be on time. So plan early, and which I do.
Yeah.
I'll tell him things start a half hour before they start.
Right.
I'll trick him,
you know.
But if it's a matter of like if he knows the camp pickup it is 11 o'clock, he just doesn't have a rush feeling.
Right. Doesn't have that sense of urgency.
Never.
Kind of, yeah.
Nothing gives him that sense of urgency until he's already late.
Right.
Right. So at a certain point, I was like, John, we have to go now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
like,
then he gets –
like I'm the mom.
Yeah.
And it's like the kids are standing ready to go. They've eaten. They're waiting at the front door.
Mm.
And he's like – and here's another thing that bugs me. He thinks he's super fast. Get readier. He thinks he's really fast. He's like, I'm a guy. Like, it takes
yeah,
me 2 seconds. I jump in the
Adam,
shower. I jump out.
Mm-hmm,
I dry off. Well,
mm-hmm,
let's go.
Right.
It's like, no, because it takes you 10 minutes to put your shoes on.
Yeah.
You're like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
You're like, where am I? You can't find your shoes. And you're, like, looking for your shoes. Then you finally find your shoes. Then you're like, where are there – are there any clean socks?
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding
that's
me? Well, I need some socks. Then put on a pair of flip-flops.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
Do I have to solve every problem?
Well, yes, you do. Unfortunately, because that's how guys are. I mean, that's what guys do.
Then when we're late and I'm like, now we're late. I'm a little stressed out because I really wish we weren't late. He's like, that's okay. It's
so
not a big
you have
deal.
To accept
that
it. Right. So now the whole thing of accepting it, like, okay, so you accept how they are. But then how does that translate how – because then now it's, I feel like we're swallowing it and then it's going to lead to another argument or whatever. Like Adam and his Mariah Carey, you know, like – so stupid. But I didn't talk to him for like a week after that. Did I tell that story?
No.
I didn't?
I remember the last time you guys didn't talk for a week, but I don't feel like it had to do with Mariah Carey. So
oh, okay.
tell me.
All right. Well, let's talk. Should we do an ad?
No.
No. Okay. So I think I
should
told –
should we do an ad? I'm like,
you know,
no, we shouldn't.
I think I told a little bit.
Screw these
but
people.
I didn't really tell. Okay. So because it came – it all came to life when I went out of town with Melissa because Sal – has this thing where he keeps track of character. It's called the Cody Awards, and it's character of the year. And he does his whole like it's weird, but everybody like feeds him stuff. Like I saw Adam do this, or I saw Daniel do this, or James Baby Doll Dixon, or whatever. And every year somebody's different, but like it's character of the year, like stupid stuff that all of our friends do, basically.
Okay.
Okay. But
yeah.
the family doesn't count. So Jimmy doesn't count. Molly, all the cousins, they're off limits because they're really the characters of the year.
Right.
So he does this whole thing anyway. So when I told Melissa this story, she's like, "Oh my God, I got to tell Sal. This is great character. There's this great Cody."
Was
points.
It about the TV in the
so
closet?
No.
TV in the changing room? Well, that was the last
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thing that, okay, no.
It doesn't have
so,
to do with that.
Now, basically, so when I went to Vegas with Sonny, Adam planned the dinner and Mariah Carey show. He wanted to go to dinner at Mr. Chow's because he played at Caesar's Palace
right.
Thursday night. Friday night, he took the day off, the night off, and he had them, because they treat him so well, he had them get us, you know, Mr. Chow, you know, dinner, and then tickets to see whatever show. Last time was Celine Dion. This time it was Mariah Carey. And so leading up into the week, I was like – he's like, we're going to go have a family, you know, whatever. And I was like, but Sonny's got a game at 6:45, so he can't go to dinner with us. And he's like, okay, so we'll – just the three of us will go. And I'm like, maybe you and Natalia go. So we never really like hashed it out and said who's going. So now fast forward to we're at his 4 o'clock game. And Adam's there. It's the first game he's seen. I've been there for 3 days already.
Right.
This is – okay, so Adam and Natalia come to his 4 o'clock game. He's, like, gassed because he's just, like, so tired. Sonny, he got to play point guard for the first time. It was a tough game. Soon it was over, he said, Mom, I'm going to go to the bathroom and throw up right now. So, like, he was just, like – it was an intense game. And throughout the game, like, I was excited. I was watching it. Natalia keeps going, you're going to go to dinner with us tonight, right? I'm like, I don't know, like, yeah, I guess. And then Adam's hearing this. And I'm like, maybe dinner, but not, I don't think Mariah Carey. And now Adam's like, so, and I said to Adam, what time is dinner? And then he gets mad because I asked what time dinner was. He's mad because he says, we talked about it all week. You should know. Like, we're going to dinner and we're going to see Mariah Carey. And I'm like, but Sonny has a game at 7:45. Like, And he's like, he's okay. He's fine. And then Sonny will say, no, I'm fine. You guys don't have to come. I'll just go with Jensen or whatever. And it's fine. It's not fine. I want to see Sonny play. I'm here. We're here to see Sonny play.
Right.
By the way, you're only here, Adam, from Thursday night you do your show. Now Friday and you're leaving Saturday. Why leave Saturday? I don't know. Even though Sonny's got more games. How about you stay?
Right.
How about all Sonny's friends, all the dads are there. All week they're there. Now I got to tell when the dads come to the second game, or they go, I have to tell the dads, and they say, where's Adam? When the second game comes, I have to say, he's at Mariah Carey. Like,
right.
That sounds, it's embarrassing.
Right.
Like, I'm like, he's not at his game. He went to Mariah Carey. Is he a big Mariah Carey
fan?
Right. I don't know what to say. So now I'm irritated. So now he's mad because I don't really want to go. So then he leaves the game mad. He's like, I see you guys. So our plan was, I said, okay, I'll go to dinner, but I'm not going to Mariah Carey. You guys go to Mariah Carey. So Natalia and I leave the convention center. We make our way back to the hotel. We go back to the hotel. We get ready. Adam calls at like 5:30. Dinner's at 6. And he says, because his hotel is someplace else, like Caesars.
Right.
And we're staying at Mandalay with the team.
Right.
And he says, you know, I'm tired. I'm just going to stay in tonight. So I canceled Mariah Carey. And you guys.
Because he was mad.
Mm-hmm. You guys just go to dinner and have a nice evening, you and Natalia or whatever. And then you can go to Sonny's game. And I'm like, but first of all, Sonny's game is going to be over by the time we're dinner. You know, no. So now I'm mad because I'm missing his game.
Right.
And Natalia's like, yay. Now she's like, me and you, let's go. Like, we'll have a night. And then she's like, can we have, like, a dessert? Because Adam said, I'll take you for dessert at the Paris, the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, fine. So now I'm having a night out with Natalia, which is fine. But I'm there to see Sonny. And so now Melissa's like, oh, my God, you got to tell Sal. So Sal's like, hold on. So nobody went to Sonny's game? How many games did he go to? I go, just that one. He goes, he didn't stay for more games on Saturday? He goes, did he have to get back for work? I said, no, he did not. And he's like, oh, this is great. And he's like, well, you know, you're going to get some Cody points for this too. And I go, why not? Why me? And he goes, it's collateral damage. Like, you missed Sonny's game. And I go, but I already – and he goes, well, you could have, like, you know, just ditched dinner and go away. And I'm like, no, forget it, Sal. Shut up. But bottom line is he was mad at me. Now I was pissed. And I didn't talk to him for like 4 or 5 days after that. I was – how dare you get mad at me for wanting to stay to watch Sonny play? And how about you? I should be mad at you for rather going to see Mariah – because he looks at it as I never get time off. They're going to treat us nice. Like, I'm going to take advantage of, you know, them treating me VIP.
Right.
And let's go. We'll have a nice family because he looks at it as a family thing. But the problem is it's not a family thing because Sonny's got a game. So there's a person in our family that's not doing – we're here. If you want to do a family thing, how about we go to Sonny's game and then take Sonny to dinner afterwards? Why? What's – and by the way, yeah, what? Are you a big Mariah Carey fan all of a sudden? Like, really?
And he never apologized?
No, he never talked about it. I'm sure he'll spin it some way. He's like, I don't know. I don't know if he's talked about it. Has he talked about it? No.
Doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay. I'm surprised I didn't talk about it.
Well, this is the thing about marriage.
I can't believe it.
Let me tell you something, Lynette. Because you and I have been with our husbands for around the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets past a certain amount of years, it is what it is.
Yes.
And the thing is, it's hard because, like, John is a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has the biggest heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like – I don't want to be married to somebody else.
Right.
Like, I like to vent these things because but I think that with a lot of marriages, when you're – even if you're with the right person and you get a kick out of them.
Right.
I mean, John makes me laugh. Like, I feel like that almost goes without saying.
Yeah.
But when you're living with somebody day after day, year after year, it's sort of like trying to see the forest through the trees. It's like, well, it's hard because these irritations do come up. And it's like you have to navigate, even if it's your best friend, things are going to And like you said, which I think is really great, like you can see it through your perspective and from his perspective. Mm-hmm. Like you understand
right.
why he's seeing it the way he is.
Right.
That he's you're not trying to like give yeah. him bad motives.
No, I
you're
get
like,
it.
I'm not saying you're just an asshole who doesn't right. care about your kid. But,
right.
But you're saying like, but I don't see it like that. And
yes.
why can't you see it
right.
my way the same way? I'm understanding that you think this is family time, but.
Mm-hmm.
And why does he have to get mad? Why can't he just
right.
be like, okay, Lynette, like,
oh,
I see that you're prioritizing things differently than I am. Why can't we just – but it's hard because –
He can't do it. No.
No.
He never sees – he never puts his – turns it around and puts himself in somebody else's shoes. I don't know. He can't – he just cannot see anything. Dr. Drew's explained it to me. It's his biology. It's his whatever. He can't see things that way. He just can't. And it's like, why? And I'm like, I don't get – by the way, you of all people should understand. If your parents – all you do is talk about how your parents never went to any of your games, okay? But he does go. He goes to all – like as much as possible when he's – when we're in town and Sonny's got a game, if he's available, he goes. That's for sure. He does go to Sonny's games. He goes to their things. But he's not always available, so he does
right.
miss a lot.
Right.
And how about the fact that we're in Las Vegas? This is great. Why are you booking Mariah Carey and Mr. Chow's when I tell you earlier in the week Sonny's got a 6:45 game? How about we watch his game and plan something with Sonny afterwards or
right.
whatever?
Right.
Why? I don't understand that
part. I think he probably thinks – and then here I'm just guessing, but it's like that thing where he probably thinks like – well, my parents didn't go to any of my games, so if I go to
right.
some of his games, I'm already winning.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like, I've
uh-huh.
done more than – I went overboard
yeah.
from what was done to me, whereas
mm-hmm.
we feel guilty for every – we only see, like, what we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
We barely give ourselves credit for, like, I was at every game.
Yeah.
Okay, so I missed
right.
one or two. We're like, oh, I don't want him to be there by himself.
I know.
Like, without a parent.
I
cheering for him. Like,
exactly.
Well, where else do I need to be?
I
Not
know.
At Mariah Carey.
Hell no.
It's just a different – we just get different perspectives from them. Just like we talked about in the last show, our list – and you could look at it figuratively and
mm-hmm.
not even literally. Our list is just different. We have women, you know, or who – different people have different
yes. –
like what's a priority for me? Like it's a priority for me to get to LB on time.
Right.
My parents were oftentimes late. Or
mm-hmm.
forgot me,
mm-hmm.
and I remember the feeling of waiting and being the last person picked up.
Yeah.
So I get very anxious about wanting to
get there.
And also, I think just in general, I'm a timely person.
Right.
Like I already.
But I think you're right. I think that when you said, so he said before, I've spent more money on my kids in the first 10 years of their life than my parents have spent in my whole life. Like, you know, I've gone to so many out to dinners with my parents that they've gone out to dinner with their parents more than my. So he thinks they're like they're way ahead of the game.
Right.
But it's not really like that.
Right.
It's not. That's not how things are. You think Sonny's like thinking, oh, but in his back of his mind, like Sonny may say, I'm fine. You don't need to be at the game or whatever. I don't look at it that way. I don't care if Sonny's fine with it. I don't want to tell the other dad that you're at Mariah Carey. How about that?
Right.
How about that? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's the principle. It's like, we're there for him. Or you came, okay, you worked, but now you're off. Now you should want to go to his games. I just don't.
I know. It's just interesting because I wonder. Like, I mean, Adam does have a podcast, but it would be funny to hear, like, Adam and John sit down and go, like, you know what I hate? Like,
yeah.
my wife
well,
gets all
it.
This time to herself, right?
I listen to Adam
and then
Drew.
I just want to tell her something about politics at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she doesn't want to hear it because why? You're not going to believe this, Adam. You're not going to believe
yeah.
why
yeah.
my wife, after, like, I worked all day, like, she – you know why she didn't want to hear about politics? Like, it's important stuff that's going
mm-hmm.
on in the world? Orange County housewives.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what she was so busy doing
mm-hmm.
that she couldn't take like 15 minutes out to like understand what's
right.
going on in our world.
Right.
Like, what are her priorities? Like, yeah, that's
I know. And then Adam,
I mean, I understand.
He should
this
be
is going to
be
John,
Adam, and Drew.
John's going to be like, look, I get she's stressed out. She's doing a lot for the kids. Like, that's great, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do a lot for the kids too, mm-hmm. and yet I still find time to understand what's going on in the world.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
All I'm asking from her is like 10 minutes to like.
That's all he's asking. That's all
but
he's asking.
You know, it's just funny when you go like when you really when it turns into a fight and then you sit down and then you hear their perspective and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, your perspective is so wrong. And then you just have to go like, well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You know what I like? You know what really helps make things more convenient so you have more time?
Tell me.
To listen to your husband's rants?
Yeah. I need help with that.
RX bar.
Ah, oh, RX bars.
Yes. Mm. More healthy snacks for our kids mm-hmm. is a great thing. RX bar is a whole food protein bar. You love bars.
Your family loves bars.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. They're really good.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you the honest God truth. My husband ate like half of them.
Really?
Half of our bars. He was like, these are really good. Where'd these come from? I'm like, oh, they're RX bars. They're our new sponsor. And he was like, well, tell them they're good.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to be honest. Like the kids
good.
Like them too, though.
Yeah.
But they're a clean label snack bar mm-hmm. made with high quality, real ingredients. They're designed specifically for kids and husbands with egg whites, fruit, and nuts as the base. They contain 7 grams of protein and have 0 added sugar, no gluten, soy, dairy, or other bad stuff. They're delicious, clean, and convenient snack kids love. You can put them in the lunchbox and not worry about the judgy moms.
Yeah.
Being like, what is that?
I wish I had one right now.
I know they're good. They have chocolate chip.
I should keep them in my car.
Raisin. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking off the top of my head. And they list all the ingredients. There's only like a few ingredients in
right.
each one, and they're listed out really boldly. So
right.
like if you have a kid come over with allergies, you can be like, are you cool with cashews?
Yeah.
Because it's right here in big letters.
Yes. Yeah.
Which kids love. So, yeah. Throw them in the lunchbox or a sports bag for after practice. You know, anytime your kids get hungry and whiny.
Yeah, they're really good.
Put a bar on their face.
Protein, which is good.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to want to do to get a discount. You can find them at Target or for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/loud and then you're going to enter the promo code loud at checkout.
Nice.
Yes. So rxbar.com/loud, enter the promo code loud at checkout. And Caitlin, we can put this up on our website, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For the week
yeah.
so people could see.
They're good.
Yeah. And then, excuse me, I have the throat clearing now too, myself. We have
Patreon.
We have Patreon. We love our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And the $50 level is these – we only have a couple of spots left for these. If you want to get in on it, because we can't like do a million of them every week, but people really, really want their businesses shouted
nice.
Out on our podcast.
That's nice.
Like Diane Tyberg, who is an independent merchandiser for .Smile.
Oh,
they
cute.
Do kids' clothes, dresses, and rompers ranging from size 6 to 12 months to 12 to 14 years old. Go to .Smile Sisters. You can go find them on Facebook, .Smile Sisters. Or Instagram, or you can email smilesisters@gmail.com to find out more. Monica Little Wellness. Live a balanced life. Take control of you and your family's wellness. Her passion is helping you find natural solutions for your health. So you can email her, monicalittlewellness@gmail.com or my, then dotterra.com/monicalittlewellness. Also, Brooke is our Lip Sense distributor, and Lip Sense is a waterproof lipstick that lasts up to 18 hours. And you can find her, our listener, at Makeup by Brooklyn or email heartofbrooklyndesign@gmail.com. Heather Nesbitt has those buttery leggings mm-hmm. that we love.
We have them.
LuLaRoe. Mm-hmm. Okay, so bless your life and get yourself some buttery leggings at Heather N. for Nesbitt, Lou LaRoe. That's her on Facebook. And Lou LaRoe Heather Nesbitt on Instagram, or Lou LaRoe Heather Nesbitt at gmail.com. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then before we wrap entirely.
You want to keep yourself safe?
Yeah. Tell us how.
ADT, baby. ADT's been around for 140 years. We have it. We love it. It's peace of mind. We have the system. They have all different kinds of different systems. But you want to feel safe. You want to feel protected. And it's worth it. You need to do it for yourself and for your family. Go to ADT.com and get some peace of mind, okay? Go to ADT.com. I have it at home with you put the windows on stay, and then you can walk around. And if anybody breaks in a window, the alarm will go off.
Yeah.
Or you put it on away, and then that means the whole place is armed. And anybody breaks in, the alarm will go off. So go to ADT.com. Feel safe. And don't forget, for license and information and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Nice. Right. You know what? This was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
I'm going to do a song now that I always loved as a little girl, and I always used to make me cry. And I want to sing it for you guys tonight. And it's called Without You.
But I guess that's just the way the story